Chapter 2, Marriage and Family Are God's Building Blocks. In Genesis 1, we hear, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him, male and female. He created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." Then the Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him." The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. For this reason a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 to 28, 2, verse 18, 23 and 24. And from Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22, and chapter 31, verses 10 to 12, "He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. An excellent wife who can find, for her worth is far above jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life." Chapter 2, Devotional 1. Get up and leave God, marriage, family, and work. When the wise men had left, Joseph had a dream. In the dream, an angel of the Lord appeared to him. "Get up," the angel said. "Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you to come back. Herod is going to search for the child. He wants to kill him." Joseph got up. During the night, he left for Egypt with the child and his mother Mary. From Matthew 2, verses 13 and 14. Every parent knows the demands of middle-of-the-night feedings and diaper changes for newborns. As I read this passage about Joseph's actions to protect baby Jesus from Herod, I am encouraged and convicted at the same time. In this passage, we see that Joseph's love for God and Jesus went far beyond temporary discomfort and loss of sleep. Without hesitation or debate, he gave up everything for Jesus. He left his village, friends, and neighbors, business, home, and possessions. He left it all to protect Jesus. Living in Houston, Karen and I see families every day that have made the same level of sacrifice. We live in a section of the city that is home to a large population of immigrants from several Latin countries. Driving 10 minutes from our house, we enter a different world and are surrounded by the artistry, customs, products, and foods of India, China, and the Far East. As I pass these neighborhoods, I often wonder how many of these parents came to Houston with a Joseph heart, to save their children from the ravages of war, starvation, and poverty, to give them a new life. As a Christian, I am encouraged by their hunger and thirst for life, and their willingness to get up and leave in the middle of the night. Has the Lord sent his angels to talk to you lately? Is he telling you to get up and leave the old and familiar neighborhoods, dysfunctional relationships, addictive behaviors and habits, meaningless jobs, dying churches, and move to a new place? Does God have a fresh start waiting for you, but you have been afraid or unwilling to take the first step? I encourage you to be like Joseph. Get up in the middle of the night and leave your past behind. Trust God as he leads you into a new life and new beginnings. Lord, thank you for this powerful example of the importance of trusting and obeying your voice. Show me all the areas of my life that I need to leave behind. Give me the courage to get up in the middle of the night and follow you. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.